Welcome back to Library Voices SC. I'm Katie.
I'm Pamela.
And we're here today to discuss DISCUS, South Carolina's virtual library. And we have here three wonderful women from the Electronic Resources Department here at the South Carolina State Library. We want to talk to you about all these digital resources that we have available, including Selfie, NDSC, Tumble Books, Mango, DISCUS, and Safari Books.
But we don't have time to talk about all of those, Katie.
True. So the thing about this is we're all about back to school today. Summer reading is over. Yay! The summer is over. And we are back to school. And so today's focus will be all about back to school and DISCUS, which is, again, South Carolina's virtual library. I'm going to hand it over to Pamela, and she's going to interview. And so take it away.
We'll let you hold that mic. I will mention to everybody right off the bat that if you are not familiar with DISCUS, you can find it online at scdiscus.org. That's scdiscus.org. And it is where you will find the amazing tools that we're going to talk about today. But in the meantime, Katie mentioned we have three amazing women with us today, and she is absolutely right. Let's do some introductions so you know who's here today. We have Patricia Sinclair, our Electronic Resources Coordinator, which means what exactly, Patricia?
It means that I make sure the bills get paid.
That's a good thing.
I look at our current collection and see if there are any gaps in our research topics. I look at new possibilities for resources that we may want to subscribe to in the future, and I just basically run all the electronic resources, be it for the State Library or for DISCUS.
Awesome. We also have with us here today Jessica Ogburn. Jessica, I'm going to try to get your title right. It is Electronic Resources Customer Support Specialist.
Yes.
And that means?
It's a long one. It basically means that if you have any problems with DISCUS, whether you are working at a library or a school, or if you're a student or just a South Carolina citizen and you're having an issue, you can call me and I will try and fix it. Awesome. So if you're having trouble getting onto a database, or if the website isn't sending you to the right place, then you just let me know.
And people can do that by phone?
By phone or email.
And we will make sure to give you all their contact information at the end of the program and in the write-up of the podcast. So look there. But we also have one more person. Our third person here today is Linda Heimberger. Linda, you are the Electronic Resources Training and Outreach Coordinator, correct?
Yes.
Give us a little detail about that.
We go out and train throughout the state at professional development days for public libraries, school districts, charter schools, and independent schools. We will come out to reading fairs, instructional fairs, regional meetings, conferences, to try to get the word out and help people to be able to use the DISCUS resources at a high level for their particular grade level or use. We also provide online vendor-led webinars and DISCUS staff-led webinars. And short screencasts.
My favorite. Love me some screencasts. Sorry, I really do like screencasts. There's so many people out in the world who don't have time for 30 minutes or an hour of training. They want a 5-minute video or a 10-minute video, a quick how-to, and screencasts are such a great way to make that happen. So,
just like our podcast, they are short and sweet.
Moving on. All right. Any other trainings, or does that about cover it?
That about covers it. I do want to mention the outreach side of it, too, and that we do have Twitter and Facebook that you can also access through scdiscus.org. We would love for you to follow us there and to continue to learn about our trainings, because the training calendar is posted on the scdiscus.org training tab.
So do we know what the Twitter handle is?
It's at scdiscus.
At scdiscus.
That's a pretty obvious one, huh?
Well, you always want to make sure. So Twitter is at scdiscus, and I'm guessing Facebook is scdiscus as well.
Should be.
Okay, cool. Well, let's move on to some questions and some conversation about the DISCUS tools, because it is really a huge program. A huge, what would you call it, Patricia?
It's a collection of subscription databases, and it consists of over 50 different databases within the collection. And it ranges from pre-K. We have a few databases geared towards those children, all the way up through college and adult.
So when you say subscription databases, this is different than going online for doing a Google search and popping up with information on Wikipedia or any random page on the internet, correct?
That's correct. This is information that's been vetted by our vendor partners, and it is a subscription base only. You cannot get this information for free.
It's absolutely amazing that every South Carolinian has access to these tools. And so that is another reason why I'm really excited to talk about this today. And I want to just jump right in and get an idea of your favorites. What are your two favorite tools for DISCUS, in DISCUS, for school-age children and their teachers?
The two that I have chosen are BrainPop Junior and Britannica Elementary. And everyone loves BrainPop Junior. It's a great database filled with many topics and subjects. It's a great way to introduce a topic to younger children or close a particular unit. And it's geared towards kindergarten through about third or fourth grade. And then the other resource that I like a bunch is Britannica Elementary. And the thing about Britannica is that it has a read-along feature within the resource. So if a student or a child is having difficulty with their reading skills, then it will highlight the words as the reading takes place. And so it's a read aloud feature. And then Britannica Elementary also has a feature where each article has different skill levels, reading levels. So if a article is a little more advanced for the student or the person, then you can move it down to a lower level and better comprehend the information in the article.
I think that's one of the most incredible differentiation tools that's offered, that a child of different levels can learn about the same topic, even on the same article. It's amazing.
Sure, and when you think about Britannica, it's a well-known organization and company, and we're really proud to have the Britannica resources in our collection.
Absolutely. Now, BrainPop Junior, you mentioned, is really popular. Do you have any fun stories about how popular or why?
Well, I'll tell you, if we didn't have BrainPop Junior, I would have picketers outside my office because everybody loves BrainPop Junior. I had a parent call me one evening and she said, "What is this BrainPop Junior I'm hearing about?" And so I explained it to her and I said, "Why do you ask?" And she said, "Well, my daughter got in the car yesterday and all she could talk about was Helen Keller, Helen Keller, Helen Keller." And she asked her, "Why are you so interested in Helen Keller?" And the daughter said, "Well, we learned about it with BrainPop Junior." So the parent and the child go home that evening after supper. They're watching BrainPop Junior videos about Helen Keller. They're taking the quizzes at the end of the video. They're doing the activities. They know everything there is to know now about Helen Keller. So those success stories really make this a wonderful resource and just a great job to have.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So what about some other ones? Jessica?
So my two favorite are Opposing Viewpoints and Learning Express Library. Opposing Viewpoints gives a great list of topics for teachers to pull from if they're giving out assignments. Also for students, it's a good place to start. But basically, with all the controversial issues facing us politically and economically and socially, it gives both sides of the story. So kids can get an idea of not just their opinion, but they'll see what the other side of it is. And it gives it to you without, I guess, all of the emotions. So you don't have all those feelings about, well, this is what I believe. It can also give you the facts so that you can understand your opponent's view.
And you'd say this is probably good for what age?
I think for high schoolers. It can be good for middle schoolers as well, but I think mainly for high schoolers, it'll give a really good overview of every topic.
Awesome.
For high schools also, I love Learning Express Library. It is a test prep database, so it goes through all different types of tests, but for SAT and ACT, for the GED, you can go in there and take practice tests. So it not only gives you tips about different topics, but you can actually take the test, and then at the end, it'll tell you whether or not you got the answer right and why you got the answer right or wrong.
What? No way. Okay, so I don't think I've ever had a practice test that did that for me before.
Yeah, if you buy those books, which are crazy expensive, then all you know is I got it wrong. And you have no idea why. So they'll help you figure that out. I'll explain a little bit more about why the answer is what it is.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so for those of you who didn't hear that and are like, what is she talking about? What was that again? It's Learning Express.
Learning Express Library.
Learning Express Library, and it is found under scdiscus.org.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Linda, what are your two favorite tools so far in Discus?
One for the early childhood set, we've got Britannica Learning Zone that covers kindergartners through about second grade. We have Newton the dog. Yay. It's not quite as popular as Moby the robot and the Brain Pop Jr., but it does kind of offer a different take on lessons on sounds and numbers and times for the really younger ones. It also reads aloud stories and as it shows videos of the characters in the story for the Three Little Pigs and the Little Red Riding Hood type books. It allows the students to interactively draw. They can get little crayons, little digital crayons, and draw pictures. It'll show them a little horse outline, and they can draw that. And they can also learn about countries. There's videos on countries in that database. For middle schoolers, we have a great resource called Science Reference Center. This actually is for middle schoolers through adults, and it covers all the different sciences with biology, chemistry, earth sciences, health, physics. It includes videos and images. And the best part of it is that the students can limit to science experiments in their searches. Again, they can limit to science experiments. And that's great for the middle schoolers.
And everybody knows how popular science experiments are at the public libraries, the school libraries. Everybody gets inundated at one time. I need a great science experiment for the science fair. And so this is excellent back to school information for everybody. All right. So we've talked back to school for elementary, even pre-K, middle school and high school. But we also serve, and Discus is also good for academics. So what kind of tools do we have for our academic libraries?
One of our favorite resources is Credo Reference, and actually it can be used by high schoolers as well. But Credo Reference is a different type of database. It's a subscription database filled with full text encyclopedias and reference books. So it's not just articles, but it's articles within one of those types of books. So it's different than just publications that we have in other databases.
That was awesome.
So it's not like, so it's full books or articles within books?
It's full reference books.
Wow.
Encyclopedias, encyclopedia sets, things like that. One of the sets in there is the DK Eyewitness.
Oh, sure.
That whole collection is in there as
well. Really?
Mm-hmm.
The entire DK collection is in Credo?
That's right.
That's insane.
I'm blown away.
For real.
I had no idea. I love learning new things about my library. Thanks, Patricia. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go on down the line. Jessica?
So for college, the one that I love the most is the Nursing Resource Center, which is great for obviously nursing students, but pre-med as well. I had a couple of friends who are nurses and have gone to the medical field, and they said it's wonderful to use. It gives lists of medical conditions and pharmaceuticals, gives you all that terminology. So it's a really great resource for them to start off with.
And that is not something I would have thought we even had. I would not have even, had you not said it, I would not have known it. Shame on me.
I didn't know either, so.
This is great.
Yeah, thank you for telling us this.
All right, Linda. Wow.
I think for the college students, the Academic Search Premier is an excellent resource that provides academic journals for scholarly research. It includes everything from magazines such as Psychology Today all the way up to the Journal of Clinical Psychology. So it's good for both your two-year college student and your four-year and graduate students, covering literature, history, and just a variety of subjects.
This is really all-inclusive, everything that we're offering, which is amazing. But people might struggle with finding information within Discus because so many of us, especially students, are used to going to Google and just doing a quick word search for a topic that they're interested in. So what I want to do is I want to give out some information, if y'all can help us, with some tips or tricks for using discus that would make it great for students, teachers, and their families.
Well, when you talk about Google, we have tried to accomplish that with several of our searching tools that we have within the discus website. So again, if you go to scdiscus.org, you'll see along the green navigation bar, there'll be a place for Discus Kids. And that is a search tool that we have that searches just about every database that is geared towards the elementary and middle school students. And so it's like a Google search. It's searching a lot of different subscription databases to pull back the most relevant information. And then we also have a smart search tool, which is for older students, and it searches the databases that are geared towards the higher learners, the older learners, I should say. So what we've done is we've tried to integrate a Google-type search within the Discus website.
So it's easy to search within all of Discus or within something specific to the younger children.
That's correct. And so what it does is it will bring back results from magazines. It'll bring back results from any books that we may have. It'll include videos in there. So, you know, we're real excited about offering those two tools.
Very cool. I like that a lot. That will make things easier for those of us used to the Google way. All right, Jessica.
So another way you can break things down is by subject. A lot of people come in and know, okay, I need to do something on geography, or this is going to be literature or history. We actually have a by subject section on that same green navigation toolbar. It says by subject, and you can choose one of those. And then within each of those, it gives a list of databases broken down by school level. So elementary, middle, high, or it'll say like high and college, so that you can really decide which one you need to be in, depending on what subject you're researching.
So what I've gathered so far for anybody who has not yet been to scdiscus.org is when you go, there's going to be a green bar near the top of the page, and yes, that is really where you're going to be starting your search.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Linda.
Well, I think I'd like to just remind everybody that Discus is accessible 24/7, and that not only are the participating schools able to access it, but also through their public libraries. If you are trying to get your child to, they need a last-minute resource, you can get contact your public library to get the username and password to be able to use these great resources from home.
So my daughter is in sixth grade, and she has a very particular love of Harry Potter and all things wizarding and dragon-y. And if she wanted to find a book like one of those books, what would she use and how would she use it?
She would definitely want to access our novelist K-8 database. That one is a great resource. You can pull up books by lexile level, reading levels, similar themes. So if she did want to look at fantasy or science fiction for her age, she would be able to go in and limit her search to pull in similar titles.
Right.
That would be of interest to her.
Very cool. Are there any tools, resources within Discus that are geared specifically towards different cultures? I ask because the Olympics just ended, and my family had a great time watching the Olympics and cheering on all the other countries and seeing some firsts happen for America as well as for other countries. Do we have any tools within Discus that really touch on other cultures?
We've got Culturegrams, which is great. The thing I like about Culturegrams is it gives a good overview of each country. It'll show you what their national language is, what their flag looks like. It'll give you what kind of food they eat. It also has an option where you can click on to hear pronunciation of things, which for me is very helpful. So if you're not quite sure if you're pronouncing the name right, it has a little option for that.
That is awesome.
Yeah, definitely helpful, especially if you have to give a presentation and you don't want to, you know, say the country's name incorrectly 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. All right. So are there any new features specifically for all of the school teachers and media specialists out there or professors? Are there any new features since last school year?
Well, speaking of Culturegrams, we do have you know, some exciting news with regards to some integration tools that our partners have come up with and incorporated into their particular databases. For example, Google Classroom is now incorporated into our various Gale resources, which are biography and context, opposing viewpoints and context, and kids' info bits. So that's very exciting that, you know, schools that are that use Google Classroom can now use the Gale resources with that tool. We also, in Explora, one of EBSCO's search interface tools, it also incorporates or integrates with Google Classroom. So that's also exciting. And so does ProQuest, the CultureGrams. So more and more vendors are moving towards that integration. You know, there are some schools that are not Google schools. And we've heard that from our K-12 districts. Some of them have said, you know, well, what about Microsoft? We're a Microsoft shop. Well, Gale, the databases that I just mentioned, the biography and context and so forth, those resources now integrate with Microsoft 365. Woo. So if you're not a Google school, but you are a Microsoft shop, then, you know, you can now use that tool with those resources as well. So that's probably the most exciting thing that has happened over the summer. We don't have any new resources. We're just refining and making the resources that we offer better.
And more accessible.
And more accessible.
Which is amazing. Okay. That's going to pretty much sum it up for us because we're going to run out of time in terms of all the basics of Discus and really cool resources defined within Discus. But I happen to know, I have an inside scoop because I work in the building, there have been a lot of boxes leaving our facility, leaving our library, via these giant orange bins. I mean, hundreds of boxes. We might even reach thousands at some point, it feels like. Boxes that I believe contain items from the Discus office. Some goodies. I don't know. What's in the boxes? What's going on? Tell us all about it.
So this year we sent out over 1,300 Discus kits, which included bookmarks, brochures, mouse pads, pencils, pens, rulers, sticky note pads, wristbands, Discus posters, and all kinds of information for media specialists and teachers about how to use Discus and how to integrate it into their school.
So that Discus poster, by the way, rocks. If y'all have not seen it yet, Katie Simmons had a big hand in it. Patricia Sinclair had a big hand in it. That poster is lovely. You ladies did a great job.
Thank you.
All right, so all boxes are already out, or are they still being delivered?
We've sent out about half of them, but we're almost done. So they'll be out soon.
So those of you listening out at the schools, if you haven't gotten your box yet, it will be coming soon. Yep. If you don't receive a box at some point in the near future,
2 weeks,
give Jessica a call and say, hey, I never got my box. These are specifically, though, going to media specialists. Is that correct?
They are. They're going to schools. Well, public, private, charter schools, any participating K-12 school.
Stand corrected. I like that. Awesome. And if you are a school and you have not signed up to participate with Discus or you want some information, you're going to contact Jessica and we're going to provide that contact information at the end of the episode. Okay. So I have two more questions. One is, have you ever used Discus personally? And if you have, in what way? And I'll put that out to all of us, including myself and Katie. So if you've used Discus personally, chime in and tell us how you've used it.
So I've used the Ferguson's Career Guidance Center. I haven't been out of college that long, and when I graduated, I didn't really know what I was going to do. So I used it to give me a good overview of what kind of jobs are out there, what kind of careers are out there, and what you need to know about them in order to get the job. It basically gives you a breakdown of each career, what kind of education you need, what kind of skills you need, and then, you know, of course, it tells you what kind of salaries you make, all that kind of good stuff.
Oh, that is good stuff.
So it's also really good for guidance counselors to give kids a better idea of what you're getting into. So you say you want to do this great job. Do you know all the things you have to do to get there?
So this would be a really good opportunity for our public libraries out there that are holding teen job fairs, which are starting to have somebody from the Discus office
come in and set up a station and introduce them to Ferguson's and even walk them through it as they walk around for a teen job fair if they want to learn a little bit.
Definitely. It also has a section in there about colleges. You can break it down by where in the country, what kind of class size you want, how much you're willing to pay for school, and it will give you a list of schools that are available to you with all those parameters.
Sounds like they covered everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's really cool. Anybody else?
I've used the Consumer Health Complete personally with my family as well. It's a great resource. It includes a medical dictionary, a lot of animations and videos. We had a young person in our family that needed to get an MRI, and she was curious at what the machine looked like, and there's a great animated video of an MRI machine.
That's cool.
Also, some wonderful healthy recipes, particularly smoothies, of what I've used from that database. So it's just a very good, well-rounded medical database that is aimed at the consumer. So you're not going to get a lot of academic-y jargon that you can't understand in that one.
And you're not going to get somebody trying to sell you anything either.
Right.
So that was called Consumer Health Complete. That's very cool. Katie, have you used Discus before?
I did when I was a kid in middle school, but I couldn't tell you which ones in particular that I've used.
Okay, well, I will share a story. I've used Discus a lot as a librarian. Mm-hmm. I've done my own research. When I was in graduate school, I used Discus resources to do my research. And I like the fact that whenever I found an article, I could click a button and it would cite the source for me. So that's a really nice little tip that I've learned over the years that I think I've taught my daughter and she really appreciates already. But my fun story regarding Discus is actually about Culturegrams, which you mentioned, and why I asked about the culture resource, because it's one of my family's favorites. And my daughter has done a research paper on all of the icon countries, or at least on four iCountries so far, 4 years in a row, and she always starts with Culturegrams, because you can hear the national anthem, the information comes from the people of that country. It's really firsthand, amazing information. And she actually taught her fifth grade class how to use Culturegrams.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because nobody else knew about it. So I said, just go in and ask your teacher. And so she did a whole lesson to her class about Culturegrams.
That is awesome.
And because it's meaningful to her. It's had an impact in her education, which I think is amazing. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up with how people can contact you other than reading the description below. If y'all want to give out your emails verbally here, we can go ahead real quick, round robin, and do that. And otherwise, they can call the State Library or the Discus office. What's the Discus office number? What number should they call?
The Discus office number is 803-545-0201, and that's my phone number, so okay. You'll get me.
So you'll get Jessica, or you'll get her voicemail.
Yeah, then I'll call you back, I promise. You can also send an email to the Discus office at discusoffice@statelibrary.sc.gov.
Discus office. That's good to know. I've learned so much today. There are at least four resources I'm going to go delve into and show my family about. Probably will go home and make a smoothie at lunch.
I was
and
literally I'm just thinking
totally going to go to this website. This, what was it? Consumer Health Complete. I'm going to go look up a smoothie recipe for my lunch hour because I only live 5 minutes from here. So that's really great.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to speak with y'all and tell a little bit about the resources that we offer here.
I'm thrilled. South Carolina has a lot going for it. Y'all provide so many good resources for all South Carolinians and for our schools and I hope that in our public libraries. Mm-hmm. So I hope that they will reach out to you, Linda, for some training and some outreach. If y'all need her at your public library or y'all want to come see us and have training here, we can make anything happen. We aim to please. All right. I'm Pamela.
I'm Katie.
We're signing off because we're keeping it short
and sweet.